Listen to this talk on wellness by Preeti, who is a wellness expert. You may listen to the recorded talk twice. Read the exercises that follow before listening, then complete them. Well-being trends of the 2020s. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to our weekly talk show. I am Preeti, your wellness expert. And I am back with another episode of our wellness series. Today, I am going to talk about the wellness trends of the 2020s. The definition of well-being has changed post-COVID. Life is precious, and each minute you live is a gift of God. You all must have participated in life-saving operations at hospitals and in communities at the risk of your own lives during the pandemic. But you must know that your own well-being is as important as that of the people you help. Taking good care of your body, your emotions, and your mind is essential. I'm here with some wellness trends for the coming years. They are here to stay and easy to follow too. So do listen carefully. At number one, the new mantra is, strengthen your immunity system and remain well by eating a healthy diet, sleeping well, and getting your daily dose of vitamins. Do you know that Google searches on boosting immune system have seen an 84% increase? Strengthening the immune system has become very important today. Boost your health and fitness by eating healthy for a vibrant skin and youthful body. So treat your skin well and strengthen its defenses. Number two, tackle your stress levels. Pay close attention to emotional signs such as anger or getting easily disturbed. Observe your thoughts and make note of them. Watch out for physical or mental stress, symptoms of digestive problems, and an increased heart rate. You are not alone in your feelings. Millions of people across the world will be feeling the same as you. Take notice of your feelings, and turning those into positive actions can support your well-being. Number three, sleep hygiene is in. Go for aromatherapy and create a restful environment before you sleep. Create an atmosphere of calmness around you. There should be a flow of gentleness and sweet aromas around you at sleep time. Switch off gadgets, mobiles, and violent movies. Be mindful of your thoughts and drift into soft music that lulls you to sleep. Number four, going eco-friendly is another buzzword. Google searches for climatic anxiety have increased by 418%, with eco-anxiety also increasing by 238%. Start by making small changes to live greener and increase your sensitivity to nature. For example, choose local seasonal foods where possible and reduce food waste by planning meals in advance. Number five, start a mood diary today. Writing in a mood diary will help focus on your emotions and will help you improve your mental health. Simply put, it's a great way to record how you feel and why. By keeping a mood journal or emotion journal, you can get to the root of negative feelings that disturb you and increase positive ones too. This way, you can recognize negative emotions and take action to help these feelings, whether it's opening up to a friend, loved one, or mental professional. Writing down your feelings can reduce your feelings of anxiety and depression too. At number six, improve your gut health. Gut health can refer both to your digestive system and the balance of bacteria in your gut. Your gut digests food, absorbs energy and nutrients, and gets rid of waste products. Some of the best foods to add to your diet include whole foods and fresh fruit and vegetables. Eating healthy and staying clear of processed food is a good goal to have post-COVID, as these can disrupt health bacteria in your gut. So, eat healthy and stay healthy. Number 7. Boost your memory. Writing is thought to boost your memory, as note-taking by hand requires different cognitive processes than typing. For example, when you write notes during a lecture, you must listen carefully to what the speaker has said, as it is impossible to write down every word. Therefore, you listen, digest, and summarize the information more effectively than someone who is just typing words into a laptop.